God. Open your Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And I don't know, for some reason we've been on this kind of a subject because it seems like in this world, it's not only in the world, but also in the body of Christ, there's so many people going through so many things. And the Father wants to encourage you and I to stand strong, to be steadfast, to hold on, because it's going to get better. Amen? And so one of the things that the Lord was reminding me about in 1 Samuel chapter 17, there was a shepherd boy. His name was David. And David is going to face a big giant. The giant was Goliath, okay? And we know the story of David and Goliath. But one of the things that David did before he faced Goliath, he reminded himself of past victories. He reminded himself that he fought a lion and he fought a bear. And then, you know, as he was rehearsing this, as he got that thought in his mind, then he said, well, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? In other words, I think what the Father wants to get into our hearts today is, has the Lord not carried you through something before? Did he not meet you where you were and see you through? And if he has done it before, should we not have faith to believe that he'll do it again? You know, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. So it's important for you and I to get this in our hearts. So when we're facing adversity, so the adversity that we're facing doesn't overcome us, but we overcome it. Amen? Because God has called us to be overcomers. Praise God. So with that in mind, in Hebrews chapter 10, our text this morning is begin to read in verse number 32. The writer of Hebrews says this. He says, but called to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Today I would like to focus your attention on verse number 32. It says, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. The title of this morning's message is Reflect to Radiate. We're going to look at to illuminate, to encourage, and to encounter. Amen? Can we lift our word together and make a declaration together today? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word and that you sent your word to accomplish something in every last one of our hearts today. Father, I pray today that there's not one of us that will leave this room the same way that we came. Your word declares that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And as faith increases in the atmosphere, the adversary will decrease. His strongholds will decrease. And he will be overpowered by your love. So, Father, we praise you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, he says like, it's kind of interesting. I was just prayed that the enemy would be overpowered by your love. And it's sort of interesting because Jesus tells us to love our enemies and do good to those that hate us. Amen? Amen? So one thing about God and the God that we serve, he operates and he moves in love. Amen? So when we're stepping outside of love, we're not walking in him. Amen? And as we minister and as we're going through things in life, one of the things he is speaking to us about is he has said to enlighten us, to illuminate, to shine the light on it. To enlighten means to give knowledge and understanding. Amen? Amen? We find in the Word of God that Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But for all you're getting, get understanding. So when we're looking at this, first and foremost, when he shines his light, it's to give us knowledge and understanding. Amen? Sometimes we're going through things, and sometimes when we're going through something, we opened the door or we did something to bring this on, and then we say, oh, Lord, why are you doing this to me? Amen? But I was the one that sowed the seed, and all of a sudden the harvest came, and I said, well, I don't understand, Lord. Why are you doing this? But the Lord wants to encourage us. First, he wants to enlighten us. He wants to shine a light. So first and foremost, let's look at Psalms 18. Psalms 18. Amen. Verse number 27. He says this, for thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. And all right, he says he will light a candle and he will enlighten my darkness. How many find themselves in a dark place at times? Come on, now let's look. And it doesn't seem like there's any way or there's any hope or no way out, okay? And the Lord says, man, if you just trust in me, I'm going to light a candle. Amen? I'm going to shine in that darkness. Hallelujah. And he does this by knowledge. So look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul in verse number 6. The Word of God says this. He says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen? So his light shining to bring us knowledge, okay? We're in this, he's come to enlighten us. Not only with the knowledge, he wants us to have understanding. So with that in mind, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Verse number 18. Say, thank you, Jesus. In other words, what the Lord wants to get in your heart today. Wherever you're at and whatever you're going through, you don't have to stay there. So we're going to put this faith, this word to work, okay? So you just can't hear it. You've got to receive it. And you not only receive it, you got to speak it. Amen? In other words, to bring it to pass, you know, you've got to walk in it. Amen? Our walk is more important than our talk. Amen? But it's important that our talk aligns with our walk, and our walk aligns with our talk, and our talk is the Word of God. Amen? Because God wants to have us, have you and I to have understanding, knowledge and understanding. What is he saying? What did he say? That when you were in this great affliction that you endured before, amen, you were illuminated. Amen? All of a sudden, there was a light that shined to give you the way out. Have you ever been in a dark place and you say, well, Lord, I'll never allow more on me, and you always give a way of escape, but I can't find the way of escape. I can't see it, but all of a sudden, the light has shined. Amen? All of a sudden, the doorway will light up. Amen? And as we're moving to that, but he says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 18, he says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. And in other words, that light shines and brings us knowledge and it brings us understanding, amen, so that we can be enlightened to know what to, how to do it and where to go and how to move. I love that where the Lord tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, 9, he says, for you're a chosen generation, you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation, you're a peculiar people, that you should show forth your praises of him that brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen? So the Lord is telling us, just as the Psalm David did, King David did, when he was facing that giant of adversity, he reminded himself, he rehearsed his past victories, and he was enlightened with knowledge and understanding that the one that was standing before him could not stand before him because God was greater than the one that was standing before him. So no matter what is you're facing, God wants you and I to understand by the power of his word, amen, that thing has to bow to the name of Jesus. We sang that. We speak that. But God says, do you believe it? Amen? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him, they must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So we're looking at this today, and we're saying, okay, amen? He said that we were illuminated, and he said also, ye endured. Ye endured. In other words, when we remind ourselves of past adversity and past victories, we remind ourselves that even though we were going through it, we made it through it. We endured the battle. We endured the test. And we witnessed the victory that came upon us. So with that in mind, the Lord wants to encourage you and I. Amen? Amen. So turn me to 2 Timothy to encourage. To encourage us to bring hope, okay? We know that faith is the substance of the things we hope for, the thing, evidence of things not seen. But we also know in Romans 5, the Word of God says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given us. Amen. So in other words, we have everything we need. We have the ammunition to be victorious if you're in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you're in Christ Jesus, you've got the Spirit of God in you. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. But you have to have recognition, recognize and have revelation of the ones in you to be an overcomer. Now, what the Apostle Paul, as he's writing to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, he's reminding him, his student Timothy, by the testimony, his testimony, amen? And how many know that when you share what God's done in your life with others, it benefits others, it helps their faith to see that God's doing something. Amen? Amen? He that's begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through to completion. You know, God doesn't just start something. Amen? I love it that he's the author and the finisher. He's the starter and the finisher. Amen? So he says this, the Apostle Paul says, he's reminding his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. He said, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. In other words, what the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy, the young man that he was mentoring, he said, the Lord has delivered me in the past, he'll deliver me in the present, and he'll deliver me in the future. You know, I spoke to you the other week, and I told you something. When Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, the Lord did not deliver Daniel from the lion's den. He delivered Daniel from the lion in the den. Amen? And it's just like with the three Hebrew children when they were cast into the fiery furnace. God didn't deliver them from the fiery furnace. He delivered them from the fire in the furnace. The fire didn't touch them. And God is not saying we will not go through things, but God is with us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always as close as the call of his name. Amen? God wants you to know today that you're not alone. Amen? That you're never alone. Amen? And not only is his spirit within you, but he's encamped you around about you with angels. God has a host of angels that encamp the children of God. Amen? And you might be going through something, and maybe sometimes you don't understand, but I think God has kept you from so many things that you don't even recognize. Amen? I thank God for what he kept from me. Amen? You know, I don't like going through the storm like anybody else, but guess what? When I go through adversity, I get stronger. And I get stronger, I can fight longer. Amen? There's one thing to fight a fight, but if you don't have endurance or stamina, that devil's going to beat you a little bit later. You know, he might not get you in the first few punches, but he'll wear you out. Amen. So I think so many times when we're going through something, the Lord's building up stamina in us. Amen. Not only that we can stand for ourselves, but we can stand for others. Amen. See, I just don't have faith for myself. I have faith for you also. My measure of faith comes in to meet your measure of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And God gets the glory. Amen. So he reminded the student Timothy in 2 Timothy, and 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse number 18. The Apostle Paul, as he's writing his letter to his student, we're all students of the gospel. We say, hey, Lord, you're writing this to me. He says in verse 18, this charge I commit unto thee, son, Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. What has the Lord said about you? What did the Lord say he was going to do in and through you? In other words, I've got to hold on to what the Lord said. When the Lord's prophetically and spoke over my life, I can't look at what I'm faced with. I got to believe what he said. And if I believe what he said, I keep pressing forward. The Bible says, without vision, people perish. Amen. What's been spoken over your life? God says you're the head. No, you're not the tail. God declares you blessed. God declares the favor of God over your life. God declares you anointed. He died, God declares you appointed for a time such as now. God called you for this time and this season for a reason. And he is not going to change his mind. The call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. So the Apostle Paul is saying, hey, Timothy, remember when they prayed over you? Remember when they prophesied over you? Don't forget what the Lord said. Amen. Sometimes I've got to go back and rehearse some of the things that were spoken to me, that some of the things I was that was journaled and written down and said, oh, oh, I know what you said. I know exactly what you said, and the devil's going to lose this battle. And when I have this and I'm rehearsing this, I'm being illuminated inside, and I'm being encouraged by the Spirit of God, by the words that were spoken, by seeing others and the testimony of others, and what was spoken over our lives personally, then all of a sudden I can put 1 Timothy 6:12 to practice. I can fight the good fight of faith. I can lay a hold of eternal life where I'm called and profess a good testimony before many witnesses. Amen? Hey, God says, God wants you and I to recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. Say, I'm more than a conqueror. Say, I can do all things through Christ. I'm victorious. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. Devil, get behind me. You have no place in front of me. I've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. And I've got Holy Ghost power. And I've got God's word. And you have to bow to it. I speak God's word over you today. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise. Well, that was weak. Give God a shout of praise. We have to get a mindset of who we are, or we'll get beat up all the time. Hello? See, he says, in that text, he says, he illuminated, even though you endured. So we have he enlightened us, given us knowledge and understanding to encourage us because the hope we have. Amen. My hope is in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Amen. But not only that, we have the encounter. He's reminded of the great afflictions that he faced. Amen. And when I was looking at that, we want to go to Psalms 55. Psalms 55. And we're looking at the encounter. Sometimes they seem like a strange encounter of the third kind or whatever that maybe was. I don't know. Hallelujah. So when we're encountering great afflictions, he says that he's enlightened us, he's encouraged us, that during the encounter, how to fight. One of the things he says in Psalms 55, verse number 22, he says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. In other words, some of the battles that we're fighting, we're trying to fight on our own power and our own strength. And he says, it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. In other words, we have to allow the Lord to fight the battle for us. Amen? Amen? Amen. So many times when we tried to fight the battle, we fight with people. And the Word of God says, well, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle isn't with people. And every time you put a person's face on it, you lose the battle. There's never a victory when someone's face is placed on it. Amen? Because we're not battling with them. And then the adversary has so much joy and celebration when we fight amongst ourselves. when we bicker amongst ourselves and you know, and there's dissension and discord. You know, he hates discord. The devil can't stand when someone comes in unity together. That's why he tries to destroy marriages so much, because there's so much power in marriage that he comes to try to destroy that. But in 1 Peter chapter 5, I hope you're receiving what the Lord's saying to you today. Amen. First Peter chapter 5, verse number 6. He got some instructions in this great fight of afflictions. He said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. You know, I hear somebody say, man, if I wasn't serving the Lord, I wouldn't be going through this. Yeah, you'd be going through stuff anyway, you just wouldn't notice it. Amen. Because you'd be walking around blind. You know, and all of a sudden now you're not walking in darkness any longer. You're walking in the light of the Lord, you know, because his light has shined upon you. His glory has risen upon you. Amen. For darkness shall cover the earth, the gross darkness, the people. But the Lord says his light has risen upon you and his glory shall be seen upon you and I. Amen. In other words, we fight fairly. Amen. We're not dirty fighters. We fight a good fight. Amen. We're not hitting anybody in the wrong areas. We're loving people. We're not battling with people. Amen. Guess what? People are people. And guess what? Everybody has a different opinion. And guess what? Everyone has a different personality. Guess what? We have to honor others' opinions. Whether we like it or not, we have to honor their opinions. Amen? Just because their thoughts aren't our thoughts, God says to you and I, your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts and my ways higher than yours. Amen? So, in other words, God wants us just to get along. Amen? I know, and if we're getting along with one another, we'll have a good fight against the adversary. Amen? Because guess what? God called for an army. And if you served in the military, one of the things they train you in boot camp is this, that you need one another. Amen? That we're our brother's keepers. When we went out to battle, when we were in war, we weren't alone. Our brother was beside us. Our brother was looking for our back. He's watching out for us. In other words, that's why God called us together as a body, because we're watching out for one another. Amen? And there's no one alone. That brings some happiness to our hearts. Amen? Hey, this is an army. Aren't you glad that we don't have to get crew cuts everywhere and go through the boot camp? If I got a crew cut now, it wouldn't be much gone. I remember when I went into the Navy, I was a hippie. And when I was a hippie, I didn't want to cut my hair. So when I went into the boot camp, what I did is I went there with my long hair, okay? And I remember there's a whole group of guys. We were all going to Great Lakes, Illinois at the same time. It was February, and it was really cold. Amen? And I looked at there, the guy, the Marine was doing the haircuts, and he looked at me and smiled. Amen? Because everyone else got prepared. I was the only one that went in with long hair. The other ones, even that they had long hair, got it cut before they went there. Amen? So I went in with my long hair. And there was a whole group of guys. There's probably 100 people in a line coming in that day, that moment on that bus, the buses that came in. And I'm in line, and he does this thing. Now I know what really happened. I just got revelation. He cut the top out of my hair and made me sit aside, and they cut everyone's hair, and I sat there at my sides in a bald head on the top and the sides. And that's what happened. I just had revelation. The Navy did it. The The reason I'm saying this is one of the things I learned in Great Lakes, Illinois, and in boot camp, is to get along with people that I wasn't accustomed to hanging out with. And we all come from different kind of backgrounds. I don't know why the Holy Spirit's going here, but God's doing this. We all come from different backgrounds, and it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter where you came from. And God's eyes were all the same. Hallelujah. And it's kind of interesting that God can bring forth and bring together all kinds of different people. Because before, I'd only hung with the people I hung with, okay? Amen? If you weren't like me, I wasn't hanging with you, right? And God does something special. Isn't it awesome that he'll take all kinds of different people and bring them together and they're all alike? Man, I don't know about you, but that's pretty good, isn't it? But the Word of God tells you and I in 1 Peter chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says this, Apostle Peter, excuse me. He says, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, verse 19, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you were buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently, but if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. And, you know, I looked at that, and it's just like, wow, Lord, why am I going through this? I'm doing good. Take it patiently, son. There's something that's taking place in your life. And the thing about it is, and everything we go through, it's a lesson in life that we can learn from, that we can grow from, that we can be a benefit to someone else. You know, I don't know about, when I see people that go through some things that I have already been through, man, I have some really good words of encouragement for them, how the Lord saw me through, how he carried me through, no matter what it seemed like, no matter what it looked like at that time, that I have the report now that I was delivered from it. And God will deliver you because he loves each and every one of us. So what is God saying to you and I in closing today? I think most and foremost what he is saying to us is this. He said, let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, we will reap if we do not faint, if we do not give up. Amen. What did he send his word here today to do? He sent the word today to enlighten you and I, to give us knowledge and understanding, to encourage you and I, to give us hope, and no matter what we're facing, that we'll have the strength to have victory over everything that we encounter. Because his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I will glorify God in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen? So in closing today, this is a little different. I don't know what's different about it, but it's just Jesus. And what the Lord is saying to you and I today is everyone that is in this room is going through something. There is not one person in this place that is not going through something. And we may be going through things in different levels and different places, but we're all going through something. And what the Father wants to do today, he wants to lift some of that heaviness off of you. The Bible says, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. And sometimes we carry things that really don't belong to us. Sometimes we think that we can handle it. But the truth is, we can't. Amen? And we need his strength. So today, we're just going to close a little bit different today. So if it's just that, if you could stand with me, if you could stand. I think when we were kids, we played, I don't know if it was army or whatever, but we always captured one another, and when you were captured, you had to raise your hand. And when we raise our hand today, this isn't raising our hand in an act of praise and worship to the Lord. Listen to me. Today we're lifting our hands as an act of surrender. So will you surrender with me today? Father, I thank you for every man and woman that's gathered in this room today. I thank you, Father God, that your word declares that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. For the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Father, we're raising our hands to you today, Father God, because you see what we're facing. You see the storm that we're in, Father God. And we're releasing it to you today. Father, we're casting our care upon you, for we know that you care for each and every one of us. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you're not only the burden bearer, but that you're the burden lifter. And I thank you, Father God, for lifting the burden off of the shoulders of your children today, Father God. I thank you for Holy Ghost strength, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for stirring up the faith that's in each and every one of them, Father God. Your word declares that faith comes by hearing and hearing by your word. And your word went forth today, Father God. And their faith has increased, Father God. May they see that light. Father God, may they see that light in this place. It seems like it's been a tunnel. It seems like it's been a long battle, Father God. But may they see the light of your love, Father God. And may they step towards that light today. Father, your word declares that all things shall pass away. Behold, all things will become new. You said in your word, behold, I do a new thing. It shall spring forth. And I thank you, Father God, for a new thing that's springing forth in every heart and every life in this room. That you ordained this day for this purpose and for this reason, and that you're going to accomplish everything that you said you're going to do. So your children today say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking the battle, for fighting the fight for me. In Jesus' name. And whatever ceases to give you glory, honor, and praise.